You're listening to Gaijin CultureCast, the second episode, also known as Episode 1.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Valentine here, and you're listening to Gaijin CultureCast. Right now, I'd like to say, if you're a new listener, welcome to the show, and if you're not, then thanks for tuning in again, but then again, any listener is a new listener since this is a new podcast. But anyways, if you're a little confused as to, in the beginning, how this could be the second episode, but it's still episode one, it's because in case you'd noticed, what technically is the first episode, I called episode 0.5, because it wasn't really officially an episode. I actually did it as a demo, but I decided to publish it as the first episode because I was happy with it. So, yeah, if you bothered to download this, then awesome. Hopefully keep on listening, because that's what I'm here for. If nobody's listening, why would I be doing this? Anyways, alright, what you just heard was some Ayumi Hamasaki, Still Alone. I believe it's from the album I Am. Yeah. Personally, one of my favorite songs. I never really found out why, but just something about it really calls out to me. Coming up, I have planned for you maybe some, how about some TM Revolution, Namiya Amuro, maybe even throw in a DDR song. Actually, to be honest, this is really improvised. I'm just throwing stuff in, but I don't know, that's kind of what I did last time. Maybe that's just how this is gonna go, but hopefully you'll enjoy it despite my kind of blahness. And I'm gonna play for you a TM Revolution song called, oh god, what's it called, I'm Out of Orbit.
Oh,
Hey, welcome back. That was Out of Orbit by TM Revolution from their album Coordinate. Would you like some anime news now? Yes, no, too bad. I'm giving it to you anyways. Today, my review victim is Princess Tutu. Yay! Most people haven't even heard of Princess Tutu, and a good portion of those who haven't watched it because they're like, what the hell? It's some weird show about a duck that turns into a girl that turns into a princess called Princess Tutu, and about strange transsexual men who dance. Which, hey, could you ask for anything more? It's actually really good. I seriously, it's one of those things that the first time you watch it, it's almost like you're watching it for kicks and giggles, but then you can't stop watching it. It's not like anything you've ever seen before, so I can't really compare it to anything, but allow me to try and explain it to you. Essentially, it's got this kind of fairy tale feel to it. It's actually based on a fairy tale about a raven and a prince. And in this fairy tale, what happened is there was this valiant prince who protected the city and all blah 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 blah, you know, whatever. And then there was this dark raven who came and tried to destroy the kingdom and, you know, bring despair upon the world. And the raven and the prince fought valiantly, but alas, the only way that the prince could save the city from the raven is if he sacrificed his heart and broke it into a million pieces to seal the raven away. And so he did, and the prince was left without a heart. And so now we fast forward to what is supposedly modern day, to a kingdom far, far away where the fairy tale has come to life. Now, the story takes place in a dance academy, which I think has a name, but they like rarely ever mention it, so I cannot remember for the life of me. And all the main characters of this fairy tale have been reincarnated, per se, into these people that are alive today. The main character is a girl named Duck. Yes, her name is Duck, like the thing that goes quack, quack. Yeah. She's named Duck because she acts like a duck, she's clumsy like a duck, she sounds like a duck, and she actually is a duck. Dun dun dun. No, really, she has this weird thing where, like, if she quacks, she turns into a duck, and if she's a duck and she goes into water, then she'll turn into a girl again. And she actually is the reincarnation of Princess Tutu. Princess Tutu is the princess in the fairy tale who was sent to restore the pieces of the prince's heart to bring him back to life and so he can love again and be happy. But it's not that simple. There are twists. Many, many twists. That's what I love so much about it. It's just like right when you think you've got everything figured out, it's like bam! Little did they know that when she does this, this actually happens, which prevents her from doing this, and soon she will die. But I can't really get into that because I will spoil something. It really sucks that I can't tell you the storyline, because here's how it is. Since the fairy tale actually is never fully explained, they explain it through the show. As the show progresses, you learn more about the fairy tale. The more you learn about the fairy tale, the more you learn about what's going to happen to your beloved characters. Well, on a scale from 1 to 10, I would give it an 8. The only reason I'm not giving it a 9 or even a 10, because I love that show, is because it's one of those shows that you have to actually watch it for a while to really get into it. It's one of those shows where if somebody sits down with you and says, what are you watching? You kind of look at them and you're kind of like, Princess Tutu? You feel kind of retarded because it's like, unless you've been watching it for a while, nothing will make any sense, and it'll just look like you're watching some strange child's show that you are watching as some strange fetishy thing. It's actually really weird. I remember I was watching it on Anime Demand, and my dad's like, what the hell are you watching? And I'm like, Princess Tutu, this is awesome. And he's just kind of looking at it, and he's just like staring at me, and he just like shakes his head and walks away. And I'm like, what? Because he walked in on me watching it on two different scenes. One scene where the heartless prince was like half naked and falling out a window, and it's just kind of like, what the hell? Okay. And then another scene that was a fight scene, and the fight scenes, they don't actually usually fight, even though they actually kind of do later on in the end. Generally, fight scenes are like dance-offs. Like, if you've ever seen a ballet, which I don't know if you have, but I have, And think about how they portray fight scenes in there, how they're, like, you know, violently dancing, and there's, like, all these movements, and they're like, wha-cha-shwa! You know what I'm talking about, right? And it's actually pretty cool. It's interesting, it's innovative, it's different, and it's spiffy, so check it out or perish. And actually, you know what? I just realized that I don't have my Namie Emuro on this computer, so how about some Utari Hikaru? And how about a song that everybody's probably heard, either from one podcast or another, or if you've played the game Kingdom Hearts? Hikari, the remix. Alright, yeah, it's me again. I know you guys are probably tired of hearing me talk, seeing as I ranted for, like, over 5 minutes. I promise I'll try to tone it down a little bit more. That reminds me, actually, if you got any requests as far as, like, music I should play, or my DJing, or any comments, or anything like that, I would love it if you were to email me. And the address, which you should email to, is valentinefromeden@yahoo.com. And Valentine from Eden, that's all one word. Thanks, and actually, just for you, because I like you guys so much, I'm going to shut up and play some more music. Maybe even have a video game review afterwards. Who knows? I don't. But you know what? As for now, here you have some Kodakumi. How's that? Since I forgot to give it to you last podcast. You know what I mean? Anyways, Kodakumi. Sen no kotoba wo. Yeah, sorry about that. I just felt like doing that. Sen no kotoba. Or something like that. I don't know. It's 1,000 words, the Japanese version. Featured in Final Fantasy X-2. Enjoy!君のことは夢の優しさかな嘘を全部追い隠してる罪よね旅立つ君に
覚めた背中見せて聞いていたよ一人戦うのずるいよねこうしてゆく君の声意地張って強いふり時を戻して叫べばよかった行かないでと涙こぼしたら今はできる
I'm not afraid to die.
Alrighty then. Welcome back. Yeah, sorry about my singing earlier. Sen no Kotoba wa by Kodakumi. And as I said, featured in Final Fantasy X-2. So, you know what? Why don't I do a video game review of that? Just because, you know, heh, why not? Final Fantasy X-2. Not to state the obvious, but the sequel to Final Fantasy X. Wow, who would have guessed? Personally, I thought it was pretty good. I thought that Final Fantasy X was a little bit better. Then again, I don't know, it depends on your preference. Some people like X-2 better. Maybe it's because of their skimpy outfits, maybe it's because of their characters. Personally, I think that that's what really got me. I think that the characters were actually pretty good. As cliche as some people who know me in person might think it might be, I took quite a liking to Pain. She was rather cool. And some of the side characters I thought were pretty cool too, but Yuna, oh my god, Yuna I just wanted to slap her. I'm sorry, this is my personal opinion. I didn't like her in the first one, and I liked her even less in the second one. Cause like, okay, in the first one, she's too much of a freaking, like, she's like so wimpy, it's ridiculous. It's like, oh, look at me, I'm a damsel in distress, help me. And then the second one, she's all like, hey, look, some people are in danger, and if I hop in and help them, then I'm gonna get my legs chopped off, and I'm gonna die a slow and miserable death, but that's okay, I'm gonna go for it anyways. It's like, sure, she's courageous, but stupid. Yeah. So, I don't know. Personally, if I had to pick between the one from 10 and 10-2, I like the first one better. And that's not good because I didn't like the first one. Sorry, there's something in my throat. But, you know what? Overall, because the rest of the characters are pretty good, I'm going to give it, let's see. I'll give it an 8. An 8. It was actually, I enjoyed it. It's a little tacky, and it doesn't quite have the same flavor as 10. And so if you're looking for something that's like the same thing but over, it's not. You know, it's not as good, but it's still good. And if you haven't played it, then you know what? It's worth a try. Then again, it's like one of those games that you should rent but not buy. But yeah, there you go. So anyways. Oh. Damn, what's up with my throat? Oh, guess what? I have an Ayumi Hamasaki CD that I'm going to share with you. And since I talk too much anyways, you know what? I'm going to give you two songs back to back. Alright? By the way, sorry about the shaky microphone noises. It was a little loose and I hadn't noticed, and I do a lot of hand gestures even though you guys can't see them. I'm going to play for you two of my favorite from the CD that I have. I am called Unite and Never Ever. Alright, here you go. Hey there, welcome back. I think it's time I bid thee farewell. I hope you enjoyed that music there. Ayumi Hamasaki, that was Unite and then Never Ever. I hope you enjoyed the show. You are or were have been listening to Gaijin CultureCast. And at last, I leave you with one more song. And this is where I say, Jana!